Are we good, Dorothy? Okay.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. I have 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Tannehill County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 487011 through 487083, warrants number 8792 through 8795, and 4 journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session as well as executive session minutes for March 17th, 2026.
Move to approve regular and executive session minutes for March 17th, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the third addendum to the agreement for the autopsy and toxicology services. This is file number 26-022CR for coroner. It is the third addendum to the agreement. There have been no changes to it. The agreement we have in front of us is for autopsy and toxicology services. This is between Southwest Missouri Forensics 2 LLC, doing business as Southwest Missouri Forensics in Taney County.
Just a year extension?
Just a year extension, correct.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it'll go through December 31st.
Move to approve the third addendum to the agreement for autopsy and toxicology services by and between Southwest Missouri Forensics 2 LLC, doing business as Southwest Missouri Forensics, and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the Allhard Road Easement, file number 26-021, Road and Bridge. With us this morning, we have Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good.
Is this just a slab down there on Allhard, Jack, and a washer?
It's actually a little piece of the road that we maintain also. It's kind of under their easement, but yeah, I think the easement is for the slab.
Okay.
Is it hard or heart?
Hard.
Allhard.
The T?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got it spelled two different ways in here throughout the package.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We already have something going on down there?
As far as...
I mean, do we...
Yeah, we currently. It's just kind of basically renewing it.
Okay. Because in the letter it says this. Upon expiration of the term, county has to vacate premises, so we can just reapply for an additional...
Yeah, this one of those we had like a 20-year...
Okay.
Several of them around the Bull Shoals area are like that, where they drop in, where they come off of county, and then they'll drop into CORE. This one actually dead ends at CORE, yeah. But a lot of them will go through CORE and then come back out of their easement.
It just says there is no renewal term, right. So that's not, it's just not included in the contract.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Anything from you, Commissioner Keyes?
Nope.
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated March 16th, 2026, approving the easement as to form.
How do you guys want to make the motion on this?
Approve the...
Just approve the road easement?
Road easement.
Granted by the department? Okay.
Yeah. Just kind of how that's spelled out in the top part there.
Move to approve the Old Hart Road easement granted by the Department of the Army, Army Corps of Engineers, for the benefit of Taney County over portions of Old Hart Road at Bull Shoals Lake.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the Swan Creek Bridge easement. This is the file number 26-020, Roden Bridge. Similar scenario, it's a 20-year easement. For that, I don't believe from the conversations I remember in the past, this has been a one that, that we've inspected the bridge, yeah. And the Corps does not want to be in the bridge business.
Right.
And
yeah, there is minimal maintenance that needs to be done to the bridge. I don't remember exactly what it was. It's pretty minimal. It is the bridge that are going into Swan.
And they're still planning the replacement of the upper bridge.
Yes.
Okay.
This can no longer be used towards our soft match or row fund grant, correct?
No.
Yeah.
And then the this puts the full responsibility on us.
It does to an extent as far as keeping it up, but if it was catastrophic, then it would just go away, kind of like any other structures that the Corps gives easement on or allows us to use. If there was damage that was horrible, then it would just be, yeah, they would give it the right to demolish the bridge and remove it.
Right.
If the costs were greater than the value of the bridge. I know this has been one that's sitting around for about 3 or 4 years now, and we finally got the easements come through on it. It's a lot like the bathrooms and stuff that we do at the Corps campgrounds. We're responsible for maintaining those and keeping them up to.
Yeah, the ADA.
You guys want to table it and talk about it before we vote, or you guys want to?
You guys,
I'm good.
I'm fine with it.
Move to approve the Swan Creek Bridge easement granted by the Department of Army, Army Corps of Engineers for the benefit of Taney County over Swan Creek Bridge near Shadow Rock Park on Bull Shoals Lake.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have the addendum to the agreement for county road signs. This is file number 26-024, Roden Bridge. It's between Taney County and Newman Signs Incorporated. The agreement will go through June 4th of 2026. It's an addendum to extend the agreement for the county road signs. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated March 16th, 2026, approving the addendum as to form.
Move to approve the addendum to the agreement for county road signs by between Taney County and Newman Signs Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Next, we'll have the intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the City of Forsyth for a sewage lift station C4 replacement project, the construction phase. With us this morning from HDR Engineering, we have Mr. Travis Heyer, along with our Taney County Plan, Zoning and Environmental, Mr. Kobe Stice.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, we have City of Forsyth C4 lift station for you guys to look at and see if you can approve it. It's met the requirements of the sewer sales tax guidelines, and also it's been approved by our county attorney as to form. So it's a project that's been delayed a little bit. They had to acquire some land. It's been identified as kind of being past its useful life, and so we're going to move on board with it.
Past the roundabout up the hill.
Okay. Yes, up the hill that they had to relocate, and it's the one that they currently are operating is
rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it took a while, I guess, to acquire the land to kind of make this happen. So. And I got Travis here to answer any questions you guys might
have. Do you have anything you want to add to that, Travis?
That's the one we've been talking about for a while, so just wrapping it up.
Okay. Does the commission have any questions before we move forward?
Do not.
Okay.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Forsyth.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we have our notice of intent to declare a single source provider, sole source provider number 202403-553. This will be for the work for the EPM CTC system. So I should preface this with, if there is anyone here and now who feels they or their company can offer an alternative as a direct source, not third party to EPM Incorporated, with a product as beneficial as what they offer to Taney County with all of the same financial and same operational advantages, including delivery, if so, please come forward now. Can either of you provide that service? Okay. Seeing no such person nor receiving any written responses, is there a motion to be made to declare EPM Incorporated as the single sole source provider for the repair and maintenance of the EPM CTC system?
Move to designate and authorize EPM as a single source, single feasible sole source to provide. For the repair and maintenance of the EPM CTC system.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
All right, next we have the notice of renewal for newspaper publication services. This is file number 26-025, Commission. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated March 16th, 2026, approving the notice as to form for a one-year term from January of 26 through January 22nd of 2027. This is the second of three available renewals.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for newspaper publication services by and between Tri-Lakes Newspaper Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, we have the liability waiver and release for the Spring Fling for the Forsyth Chamber and City of Forsyth. They will be utilizing the front area out here in front of the courthouse for some of their events. It's the same agreement.